My name is Chris Bungie, and I am the president of Sober Kids Canada. What you're about to hear is a reproduction of a seminar entitled How to Talk to Your Kids About Drugs. This was a free seminar that was given by Sober Kids Canada on March 6th of 2024. The speaker in this seminar is Angie Hamilton. Angie Hamilton is the executive director of Families for Addiction Recovery, a national Canadian charity that intends to help families who have children who are struggling with substance use. We hope you enjoy the seminar. If you have any questions about its content, or if you wish to learn more about Sober Kids Canada, please reach out to us directly at info@soberkids.ca.
You know, and part of this is definitely going to be informed by things that I wish I'd done differently or wish I had known before my son started to struggle with his substance use. So just by way of a quick overview, we're going to talk about the importance of getting ready to have these conversations. So prep, and then some tips on how to have these discussions, then things to discuss, what to discuss, and finally some harm reduction do's and don'ts. So with respect to educating yourself, you don't have to be an expert, but if you're like I was, you may not know an awful lot about drugs, especially illegal drugs, other than, I guess, the opioid epidemic is something I think everybody is aware of today. And so it just drives home the importance of having these discussions. So to me, I'm going to provide you with just a little bit of information regarding alcohol and other drugs, and also substance use disorder and addiction, that I really wish I had known back in the day. And so the first thing to know, and I think it surprises most people, is that in terms of costs and harms of alcohol and other drugs in Canada, since 2018, alcohol has taken over from tobacco as the substance that is causing the greatest amount of harm to Canadians. And so you can see there, it's actually responsible for about 40% of the costs and harms, and tobacco is at 23%, and opioids back in 2020 was at 14%. And if you look at the circular graph, 27% is healthcare costs, but there's an awful big burden in terms of criminal justice as well at 20%. So that's sort of the harm to others part of substance use. And the other thing I kind of wish I'd known is, again, in terms of alcohol, this is an old graph, but I love it because it's easy to understand. So the bar at the far left shows that alcohol, again, this is from the UK, was the substance causing the greatest amount of overall harms. But what I find particularly interesting is the red part of the bar, because that represents harm to others. And alcohol is the only substance where the harm to others is greater than the harm to self, which is really saying something. So that's things like domestic violence, driving impaired, assaults, the kinds of things that happen when people binge drink. They might not have alcohol use disorder, or they may have alcohol use disorder. There's just a lot of different ways to harm yourself with alcohol. In terms of substance use disorder and addiction, I did not really realize that a big part of it is genetic, 40 to 60%. So it does tend to run in families. That doesn't mean people are doomed to get it, and it doesn't mean you're safe if you don't have this risk. But it is something I think it's important for you to know, and something that's important for your children to know, and to have a discussion with them about it. Other contributors are the environment, so adverse childhood experiences, trauma, and also to the extent that society or